town and an 8 miles to take her home and then eat her back home.
How long did it take you to make that trip?
Oh, it took me about, that all depends whether I was going or coming.
Well, I say you got there and found that your wife wasn't home.
But it wouldn't take very long to get back down.
How about
the side? I guess they all asleep all the way home, though.
Oh, just let the horse go, huh?
Just let the horse go, just to turn the tie the lines around the dash, lay down and cover up the lap rope.
Isn't it a pity we can't do that today with cars?
Oh, shoot, a car ain't got any comparison when it comes to the vehicle to court a girl. Whether you're going or coming, well, that horse knows where you're going. Yeah. You don't have to mess with him all the time if you've got him trained right.
Yeah, it's like having somebody to take you where you want to go.
Yeah, like having a show.
How far have you gone on a saddle horse in a day?
Well, I never have taken any long rides on saddle horses. Now, you take, there's a lot of guys have, but I never did. How you take my dad, the other opening, he rode from Gilder Springs, Kansas down to the race, and then they rode from the line there down here to their farms, and then they loaded on down to Perry, mm-hmm. to file on the farm, and then rode from Perry back to Winfield, see.
My goodness, you're wearing a pair of pants, about one a day.
Personally, I never had to, we never had any of those type of trips to make. It was fun riding, has been around the farm, you know, and places like that. Of course, I rode horse to school back here when I went to high school here for a couple of years.
Did you used to play a game with horseshoes?
Oh, yeah. A lot of paid games on a farm.
Yeah. Put in two stakes?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
You ever hear that called points or plates?
Huh?
Was that always called pitching horseshoes? Or
pitching horseshoes, we always called it.
You ever hear it called quoits?
No.
Quoits?
No.
I guess that's a Pennsylvania term. I've never heard that. Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned your sheep. The female sheep was a horse is a mare.
You?
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 Uh-huh. How about the male?
Buck.
Buck? And you raised, what did you raise the sheep for, the meat?
We didn't raise any sheep on the farm. We did. We was cattle people.
Oh, well, you mentioned know,
cattle people
you
and
pet
sheep.
And
well, that's just one that we happen to have. The guy gave it to us because a mother had died. We raised it on a nursing bottle like we raised a kid.
I bet that made you even more confirmed cattleman when you started driving your dad up the
program. Cattleman and sheepman never worked. They never worked together.
What is it? The sheep nibble the grass too close?
I don't know what. I think it's just an idea that in the early days it was all cattle, and when the men come in here were starting raising sheep, why they didn't like the sheep men, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did they raise many sheep? Or
no, well, not very many. Very few sheep. There's more sheep in the country now than there ever has been.
Mm-hmm. Now we were talking about hogs. The female is a sow.
Yeah.
And the male is a
boar.
Boar. If you remove the testicles from one of these, what do you call that?
When you remove them, when you cut him out.
Uh huh.
Oh, you shoot. Of course, he's a shoot until he gets big. Then they just call him a hog. So.
Mm-hmm.
Call him a hog and the sow a sow.
Mm-hmm.
Barrel.
Barrel.
Barrel is what